It's two middle-aged dudes and a microphone.
This is Aaron.
And this is Craig.
And this is two middle-aged dudes and a microphone.
Coming to you live from the brand new Lee Berry Studios right outside of Nashville.
That's right, on this beautiful Labor Day weekend.
Right, right.
It's a pleasant day today.
Yeah, but it's been raining nonstop here lately, and it's actually sunny outside. It's blue skies. It's nice.
Normally, we can't really see outside because we record at night.
Yeah, this is a whole other thing here. This is great.
We wanted to see how well we did when we were awake.
Yeah, so far it's not working out so well.
So we got some strange stories for you, as usual. And the first one, Craig, you want to take the first one?
Sure, why not?
Go ahead.
It's one of my favorite things, Slurpees.
I love Slurpees.
Icy's.
Icy's are better.
Icy's are better.
Yeah.
But 7-Eleven went their own way with that, and they got their Slurpees years ago.
And so is a Slurpee and an Icy pretty much the same thing?
It's 7-Eleven's version.
It's like Coke and Pepsi.
It's 7-Eleven's version of an Icy. I have a theory that 7-Eleven didn't want to pay the fees, so they just made their own.
Well, sure, why not? If you can do it, do it.
I guess so. But there's a Slurpee bandit stealing drinks from 7-Eleven almost every day.
Wow, that guy must be thirsty.
How bad of an employee do you have to be to not notice a guy walking in every day and walking out with Icy's?
You got to be... No, they do notice him, and that's the funny part of the story.
Well, let's get into it. A cunning Slurpee bandit has been stealing cups of the frozen beverage from a 7-Eleven nearly every day for the past month and taunting employees as he waltzes out. Okay, I stand corrected. They know about it.
That's awesome.
I should probably read the story. An employee at the convenience store... which is a really long address. We'll just skip. First reported the string of Slurpee thefts to police around 3:45. And the culprit is described as being in his 30s or 40s, comes into the store almost every day for his icy fix.
Go ahead, say that manager's name.
The manager, Javim Mahesi, told DNA Info New York. We tried to catch him, but whenever the store is busy, he sneaks inside the store and takes a cup and leaves. He says, it's like he's watching us outside.
Well, he probably is.
Each time the man comes in, he fills a small cup with the self-serve beverage.
Why do you go small? I mean, if you're going to steal an Icy or a Slurpee.
Maybe he has to hide it when he walks in.
No.
Well, they know it's him.
They take a cup. He doesn't bring his own cup.
Okay, well, he comes in. He fills a small cup with the self-serve beverage before strolling out without paying. On his way out, he shows the cup. On the way out, he shows the cup and says, goodbye.
Oh, what is he, an Indian guy?
I just said goodbye. I didn't say, what is your problem? No, I said goodbye. If I said, tally-ho. Good day. He said he shows the cup like he's laughing at us. Hey, look at your cup.
It's walking out and it's not going to be paid for today.
At first, 7-Eleven employees gave the bandit the benefit of the doubt, Mahesi said.
Benefit
of the doubt, like maybe we were wrong.
Maybe he paid before he got there.
Maybe
we owed him a Slurpee.
Maybe he, every time he comes in, he pays and we get caught up in conversation and forget. We thought... Maybe he doesn't understand. Maybe he has a mental problem or something, but no, he's totally normal. After we spoke with him, he 100% understands.
They spoke with him. Why didn't they just...
I want to have him arrested.
Really?
He's doing it on purpose.
Well, sure he is.
Police came to the store after the worker reported the incident, but they haven't nabbed the bandit yet. They act like the guy's in and out without anybody seeing him. The guy's standing there with a sign that says, I'm going to steal Icy's. Excuse me, Slurpees. And I love how they say this. Paying customers fork over around $2 for a Slurpee.
No wonder he's stealing them.
No way, it's too expensive.
They're way too expensive.
It's just a hassle, said another 7-Eleven employee who declined to give his name. But what are you going to do, you know? It's a Slurpee. I'll tell you what. This story kind of hits close to home because I worked at 7-Eleven when I was younger.
Did you really?
I actually did.
And you didn't get shot?
No, and I'm very thankful, very blessed that I did not get shot. And I had a friend that actually, well, that's another story, but came close. Anyway,
yikes.
So I've had people walk in and act weird. I've had people walk in and steal a carton of cigarettes. If you walked in and stole a Slurpee, I'd be like, whatever. I mean, I'm not down with you stealing, but
what if somebody came in every day and as they were leaving, they held it up to your face and said, I'm taking this?
I think at this point, I probably as a manager would say, okay, there's two things. I can have the guy arrested.
Yeah.
Or I could just broker a deal with the guy. Look, here's the deal. You pay me $5 a week and you drink all you want. No, you know, I don't know. Just
that so wouldn't be worth it.
No, it wouldn't be worth it. I don't know. $5 to drink all the Slurpee. I mean, you'd be the size of a house.
Yeah. Well, I already am, so I could just keep it up.
No, you're fine. You're fine. We're not going to go down that road because you're shaming yourself now.
I want to say that we had a friend in high school that did the opposite of this to us that worked at McDonald's.
Oh, yeah. We know that's true.
Yeah.
We're not going to mention names.
Yeah, heck no, we're not going to mention names. But I'd walk in and order a hamburger, you know, 50 cents back then. And he'd hand me a bag that weighed about 10 pounds.
And you wouldn't know until you left.
No.
And then what are you going to do? Go back and tell the manager, I think there was a mistake. I didn't order 40 orders of fries.
What's with these 120 nuggets?
I didn't.
I can't eat all this.
I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't know you guys had a Sam's Club version of the nuggets. I got to claim ignorance on this. I thought a 12-piece. I got a 48-piece.
That happened every time.
And I would come out of there with, like, at least two large fries. And back then I could burn it off. So it was like, okay.
Oh, sure. Yeah, weight was not an issue.
Yeah, so now it's like, nah, I got fat thinking about it.
It's funny. I miss those days.
Yeah, so quit. Okay.
And McDonald's food was good back then.
It was better.
Maybe it was just
us. It was better. But yeah, There's so many better choices now. And I don't mean for you vegan, non-easy, gluten-free, whatever.
Wait a minute. You're attacking our biggest listener.
Oh, right. I'm sorry. So, I mean, I love gluten-free. I love all that. In fact, I'm not even going to I'm probably not even going to ever pay for gluten. I want mine to be free every time I get it. And you vegans are great. Go vegans.
Go vegans.
What I was going to say, though, is there are better restaurants now other than McDonald's. You have better choices. Go ahead. Next story.
Okay. This story, actually, most of the stories that we bring to you are from the previous week. But this one I came across this week online, and it's from October 12th, 2011. But even though it's almost 6 years old now, we can't pass this one up. And the headline is, sleeping Florida man arrested in drive-thru offers cops taco as ID from inside a burning car.
That's just courteous.
A 30-year-old man was arrested October the 1st in the drive-thru of Jansen Beach Taco Bell. Deputies arrived to find him either passed out or sleeping and smelling of booze with his foot on the truck's gas pedal, according to police. When asked for his ID... Hey, man, wake up. When asked for his ID, the man handed the officers a taco. He then began trying to eat the taco.
You guys want? No, I want it.
Here's my license. Don't get any lettuce on you. That's when deputies realized that the truck was on fire.
So you're sitting drunk in your car with your foot on the accelerator. The car is actually on fire.
And you're passed out.
With tacos. So you're either drunk on booze, drunk on tacos, carbon monoxide, all of the above.
I could just see this playing out. You're a cop, you knock on the window because the guy's asleep.
Right.
Hey, man, we need to see your driver's license.
And the guy hands you a taco. I think the cop was like, oh, thanks, man. So, hey, man, this is pretty good. Can I see your license?
You might want to get out of the car, by the way. It's on fire.
And your foot's on the accelerator. We don't know when he walked up if the car wasn't, like, revving really high, too.
It may have been.
But you didn't get to the point. We found out what was wrong with him.
Oh, yeah. A breath test showed that the blood alcohol content at 2.27 or 2.25, about three times the legal limit.
I never understood those numbers, honestly, at all. Why don't they just have a range of 1 through 5? 5 being really bad, 1 being okay.
1 through 10. If you're past 3, you're drunk.
Okay, this next one.
That's a pretty good one, too.
I love these bold guys. This guy, the only thing that would make this better is if this guy had a Slurpee in his hand.
Yeah, or a taco.
Or a taco. Serial phone thief charged with stealing mobile from court. In other words, stealing a mobile phone. The accused was waiting for his case to be heard at the Sessions Court, slipped away after he couldn't resist flicking the handset of the court.
Flicking. What? Flicking. First of all, this is from the Mumbai Mirror. They probably...
Flicking the handset of the court stenographer. What is it?
I got to flick that phone.
You take this. I'll show you. An alleged serial cell phone thief was nabbed by cops after he stole a mobile phone while waiting for his court hearing and slipped away. Police said the accused...
Go ahead.
You've always got these names. Faisal Ikabajibe, a suspect in several cases of cell phone theft, was waiting for his case to be heard at the Thane Sessions Court on Wednesday when he approached the court stenographer, Nandini Parakar, who is 44. I just want to say
Is that your phone?
If we ever get any African, anybody from that area, anybody that thinks we're being mean about the names, we literally are incapable.
How are you supposed to read a name that's IQBAL?
Yeah, why don't we just start clicking and talking about clicks and pops?
Ikebear.
That would be easier.
Faisal Ikebear Sheikh.
I just want to apologize. We're not being mean. We are not capable of pronouncing some of these names. Okay, so.
The Sheikh repeatedly asked her how long it would take before the case came up for hearing, but Parakor told him to wait for his turn, cops said. Sheikh spotted Parakor's cell phone in a corner.
Parkour's?
Hey.
That's why he went.
Flashback.
That's why he bounced off the wall and jumped through the window.
Cell phone in the corner and making sure no one was watching, allegedly pocketed the phone and slipped away. When Sheikh's case finally came up for hearing.
Now his name's Sheikh?
What's easier to say is Shakaya. When Sheikh's case finally came up for hearing, he was nowhere to be found.
Well, no. He parkoured through the... He bounced off the judges.
After flicking a phone.
Flicked the phone, bounced off the judges. And then he went, he jumped over, like, and then the other, and then the, you know, and then he, the, and then say, out the window. Not done yet, stuttering. Then out the.
I say we reread the Slurpee story, but every time it says stolen, we replace it with flick.
Flick it. It was flicked.
The guy comes in and flicks an icy every day.
So it's actually flicked it. Yeah, he flicked it. Like no one's flicked it before.
That's pretty flicking funny.
Parkour only realized. Okay, actually, Parkour, what we're calling Parkour, she's actually the stenographer.
We're changing names. We're changing Parkour and Shaq.
Yeah, Shaq and Parkour.
Yeah.
Parkour is actually the stenographer. She wasn't parkouring out. That was
okay.
Only realized her cell phone was missing during the lunch break. She tried dialing the number but found it switched off. She immediately approached the.
Okay, easy.
The police.
Yeah.
And told them her suspicions about Shaky. And
it's Shaky now.
Shaky now. The cops summoned Shaky's lawyer and instructed him to call Shaky, who answered the phone. Shaky told his lawyer he was going home and would meet him in court at the next hearing. The cops turned up at Shaky's home in Mumbra.
Hey, that was pretty good. I think that's how it's pronounced.
And questioned his father, who told them, while his dad was holding a brand new nice phone, that Shaky visited Mumbra Railway Station every evening to sell stolen phones. Thanks, Dad. The police nabbed. He showed up at the railway station to flick phones.
Would anyone like to buy a phone? I just flicked.
Okay, that's not in the right country.
Wait a minute. It's Mumbai.
I think you just. I don't know what you just did again. I don't know. Okay, so the police nabbed Shaky after laying a trap for him. Was it one of those glue traps? He actually just.
Someone help me. I'm stuck in the glue.
At the railroad station. And recovered two cell phones from him, including the one belonging to the stenographer.
Whose name was Parkour?
Yeah, that's... Thanks, Dad. I do not know where my son is. Oh, wait, I do remember. He sells stolen phones down at the railway. He flicks phones down at the...
You can find him down at Shaky's Flicked Phones.
Shaky... Never mind.
This next story could actually have taken place right here in our hometown, I'm afraid.
I don't even understand what this means.
Let's take it. Go ahead.
Man charged with shooting corn cobs at neighbor's home. A 50-year-old Westerly man is charged with shooting corn cobs at his neighbor's home. That's right, friends. You heard it. That's right, friends. You heard. A 50-year-old Westerly man is charged with shooting corn cobs at his neighbor's home. The Westerly Sun reports that Jeffrey Osella was arrested Tuesday night. Police say he answered his door shirtless and had corn kernels stuck to his chest. I ain't seen no corn. Police say Osella used a potato gun to shoot corn.
Wait a minute. He's using the wrong ammunition.
Well, also, first of all, those are highly regulated, okay? You cannot just put corn in a potato gun.
No.
You know?
What about the fact he had gunshot residue on his chest?
He had it all over him. I mean, And here's the thing. If you've ever used a potato gun, I mean, maybe I'm thinking of a different type of potato gun.
I don't even know what that
is. The potato guns that I've seen, you actually stick it in the end of a potato and break off a little plug of potato.
And then you shoot it. Yeah, okay, I have seen that.
But not one that holds an entire potato. This sounds more like a rail gun or something.
It's like one of those guns they shoot T-shirts out of.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Perfect, yeah. So, the Westerly Sun reports that Jeffrey was arrested. Okay, we've talked about this. He gets to the door, and he's got the corn kernel stuck to his chest. Police say Ocello used a potato gun to shoot corn cobs at his neighbor's house, which is up for sale. If we would just waited, it tells us how to make one.
We should have read.
The PVC. The gun is made of PVC pipe and uses a light accelerant, such as hairspray, that can be ignited. I know how to make this.
I got to have one.
No, I know how to make it. I've actually played with one of these before.
Let's do it.
You actually... Can we tell people how to do this? You actually take a piece of PVC, you close one end of it.
Okay.
You put a little bitty hole at the bottom.
Right.
You fill it with like rubbing alcohol. Then you put what you want, the tennis ball, in this case corn cob, and then it basically seals the hole. And then you basically light that little space at the bottom that's got the alcohol.
We got to try this.
And it blows it long way. It's really cool. And I would say if you wanted to use it, I said perfect examples of places you could use this. Daycare center.
What?
Family reunion. Retirement home. Church gatherings. Wait. Or if your friend's house is for sale.
Yes.
You could use it there. Police say him and his neighbor have long-running disputes.
Of course. Well, they've been shooting tomatoes the week before.
Yeah, so. Really. Ocello is charged with disorderly conduct and firing in a compact area. He's free on bail and is to be arraigned Friday.
That's so funny. And the funniest part to me is he had corn kernels on his chest. He's like, I ain't been firing no gun.
How do you know, though, if you have a good enough lawyer, how do you know that you could argue that he was eating corn on the cob when they came to the door?
Well, sure.
I mean,
hey, it's a coincidence.
Who's to say, right?
It's a coincidence.
Never mind, he was wearing the PVC pipe on his back like Rambo.
And what would two middle-aged dudes and a microphone be without a poo story?
Oh, we got to have a poo story.
Yeah. Poo stories are kind of becoming our, what?
Wait a minute.
What?
Cue the poo story music.
Here we go.
Oh, that's so good. I like that too because it's brand new. One more time.
Hey.
Oh yeah, that's hot. Oh wait, that didn't sound right. Go ahead, tell the story.
Odor in the court.
I see what they did yeah. There.
A district attorney staffer finds unequivocally human poop in San Francisco's Hall of Justice.
Down at the Hall of Justice.
Meanwhile,
at the Hall of Justice.
San Francisco's Hall of Justice has often been jokingly described as the stall of justice.
We were just saying that the other day we were talking about.
Sure,
that.
Down at the stall of justice. For the long delays and the late starts in criminal proceedings. But on Wednesday, someone decided to use it as a bathroom stall.
I mean, you know, sometimes.
When you got to go.
Yeah.
You got to go. A staff member of the district attorney's office stepped out of her office on the fourth floor to find feces in the hallway about 4:30 p.m. Photographic evidence exists. I don't want to see it.
If you needed a disturbing confirmation, they had it. Wait, I mean, really? Honestly, as a human being, how disturbing can it be?
Submit that in evidence, would you?
Honestly, bag it and tag it, Dano.
Oh, though no one was able to catch the pooper in action, the feces is unequivocally human, said Alex Bastien.
Well, what was it? What else was it? A dragon?
Hey, who had an elephant up here?
What? It's human. We're pretty sure it's human. Why? Because it wasn't pellet? It wasn't a rabbit?
Somebody dust that, would you?
Yeah. Ooh.
Wednesday's poop was not the office's first brush with bodily production.
Of course not.
Bodily productions at the building located at 850. Okay. Which houses some of the city's courts, jails, adult probation department, and the police department's investigations bureau. The Hall of Justice has been considered an outdated, disgusting dump full of cockroaches, broken... Who even noticed the poop then?
I know. It's like...
It may have been there since 1978.
Why doesn't it say the Hall of Justice has been considered an outdated, disgusting dump of full cockroaches, broken elevators, health hazards, and piles of poop? That would be more accurate.
The hundreds of city workers who spend their day in the building are constantly on the lookout for fecal matter.
There's the word again. Fecal surprise.
Mice and rats who are seemingly unperturbed by the asbestos and dust. This sounds like a place I'd like to go on vacation.
I actually want to check this place out. You sure this isn't Alcatraz?
Urine, believed to have originated from the jailhouse toilets on the floor above, once dripped from the ceiling.
You all right? Urine believed to have originated from the jailhouse toilets on the floor above, once dripped from the ceiling of the prosecutor's offices on the third floor. As if the conditions of the Hall of Justice weren't deployable already.
Hey, man, I think we got a leak.
How can you tell?
Is it raining?
I don't know, brother, but I can tell because I've got some urine in my coffee. All right, here we go.
Wow.
Cue that top 10 music.
Here we go. Cue.
So beautiful. Every time I hear it,
it
never gets old.
Never does.
Top 10 pet peeves from the Top 10's website.
Oh, it's our top 10 list.
Play that one more time.
Top 10.
Never gets old.
Okay, this this website, the Top 10's website, is pretty cool. And you get to like vote or enter your own.
I don't get to.
You could if you went there and logged in.
I got to go there.
Yeah, you have to go there. But anyway, so there was, I don't know, thousands of people submitted their...
At least 10.
Thousands of people submitted their pet peeve top, their favorite pet peeve, or their worst pet peeves, you could say.
I want to get a dog now, and I want to name him Peeve.
Oh.
That way he'd be my pet peeve.
Leave it to Peever.
Stop. That's not funny, see? I had a dog named Peeve once. Got a friend with a dog named Steve.
Hey, we do have a friend with a dog named Steve.
That's right. One more peep out of you, Weisenheimer, and a buddy a necktie. Top 10 pet peeves from the Top 10 website.
Number 10, screaming children or temper tantrums.
So my problem with number 10 is we both got kids, right?
Right.
Okay, you know, you get sympathetic to that. You can't really get mad at people. The kids are, we were all kids, and you
sure.
know.
Things
what
happen.
Makes me mad is when parents ignore the fact that the kids are like bent over, falling out of the chair, screaming, throwing a tantrum, and they don't get up. Pet peeve only because it's a consideration thing.
Yeah.
So if you're one of those parents, I'm talking to you. Just get up and take your kid out. It's not the kid's fault. We understand, right?
I understand, yeah.
Yeah, most people. People that don't understand are usually people that don't have kids.
Right.
So I'm willing to... And don't take your little... Okay, here's the deal. Because if you go to a movie...
Yeah. Now, that is a pet peeve.
We have taken our infant before, but with a strict rule. If there's even a peep, we're gone.
Yeah.
And when you're a new parent, that's the only way you can get to go out sometimes. But we have never been guilty of having our kid cry in a theater, because if it happened, we were gone.
Yeah.
And usually the kid sleeps right through it. Okay, my kids are all grown now, pretty much.
I don't think we saw a movie until our kids were old enough to
But the thing is that people do that and they don't realize, wait a minute, it's the same people that sit in the theater now with their phones, and I had a lady that we were watching a movie, she kept raising her phone in front of my face, like
that'll
with the light on. I was about to smash a phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number 9.
The naming of celebrity couples. Brangelina.
Oh, Brangelina.
Yeah.
Ross and Rachel is probably something. They just every time. Stop.
Yeah, but that's not really a pet peeve of mine.
It doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
It's just to me.
I think it's kind of funny.
It's just kind of stupid. Number 8.
Cell phone drivers.
I've never driven a cell phone.
Every time I see somebody driving a cell phone, it just gets on my nerves.
Cell phone drivers. I would say cell phone drivers bother me if cell phone drivers bother me if they're at a stoplight and they're too busy looking at their phone to know the light changes.
Or if they get like too close to, if they're behind you and they get too close and you look back and they're texting or whatever. Yeah, I can see that. That's one of mine, I guess, one of my top 10.
Number 7 is one of mine because Aaron does this all the time.
I do not. Number 7 is when people copy you in every way.
When people copy you in every way.
Give me an example. I couldn't think of anything.
I maybe when people like you know, it's not a keeping up with the Joneses thing really, but you got that one person that's a little too upset. I haven't had this. I've never had this. I've known people though that had people that were a little too obsessed about them. So the person might go and they suddenly like this or that, and then suddenly that person who's traditionally never liked it suddenly likes it, and
okay.
they want to be part of it.
So like know? If I wore a
Like I'm wearing a baseball cap right now.
Right.
And you've never in your life, let's say you've never worn one, but suddenly you walk around with one. I go, yeah, I always wear. I've always worn.
And oh, I
know
I see.
It's, and it's like I'm, you know, copying. But I think that what goes with that is there's some other behavior that goes with that.
Got it.
Someone that latches on. It's usually I think when people copy you in every way is usually an unbalanced person that's kind of latched on.
They're
to you.
Trying to connect,
emulate you. Yeah. Okay. Number six is one that you probably most relate to. Mean schoolgirls, because you were a mean schoolgirl.
I was not mean or a schoolgirl. I was neither of the two.
Okay, I don't know what mean schoolgirls mean.
I don't
mean
either. Schoolgirls, I thought of the movie Mean Girls.
I guess just girls that are just hateful. Just
and to be honest, that wasn't mean. I changed the word. It was the B word.
Oh, that's nice. It was
B word schoolgirls.
Bulimic schoolgirls.
No,
it wasn't bulimic.
No, it wasn't bulimic.
Wait. Big?
No. Number five.
Okay, number five, though, this one really gets on my nerves.
Me
too. I've come so close. If it wasn't for the fact that most people, you don't know if a person is packing heat, I would walk up and throw the trash right back in their car.
Yeah, number five.
People who throw trash from their car window as they drive. Not even driving. I've seen them pull up to a stoplight, waiting, open up, and drop an entire bag out on the road. And I want it so bad. I saw a video the other day online. Somebody did this. Guy pulled up on the motorcycle and picked up an ashtray and dumped it in their face.
Nice.
As they drove by. I'm not, you know, advocating being mean to people, but I'm sorry. If you're too lazy, you can't stop and throw something in the trash. You think this world is your trash can.
It's
maybe
nuts.
You need to go out into space somewhere.
I saw this happen one time, and I turned to the side. There was an Indian with a tear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next, that was a commercial.
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad.
Hey.
Let's back up. Number five, because this bothers me. If I see somebody throw a fast food bag, but even if I see somebody throw like cellophane from a cigarette wrap or something.
Just a cigarette?
Yeah. How is that not littering?
People, we're not against you for
people
smoking.
People flick their cigarettes.
Let's be fair here.
See how many times we can say flick? Yeah,
we hate you if you're a vapor, but if you smoke, but if you're a smoker... Then you need to realize you got an ashtray in your car.
Yeah.
Now, we should be nice to the people that vape because at least they don't have cigarette butts to throw out of the car. We don't like the vapors.
That's still a pet peeve.
The vapors are annoying because...
It's like a cloud coming out of these cars.
Not to mention the fact that we're going to have to invent artificial lungs for you guys later.
Exactly.
Popcorn lung.
Popcorn lung.
So, number four, this is... I've done this, but I know... Okay, let me read it. Number four, people who use the word "your," Y-O-U-R, instead of "your," as in "you are," or any bad grammar. Okay. When I get in a hurry, I know the difference. When I get in a hurry, I have found, and I go back and edit stuff, but if I get in a hurry sometimes, I mean, I'll do weird crap. I'll spell a word that's not even close because when I spell something really dumb the other day. But the thing is, I know how to spell, but I get in a hurry.
Well,
but let's clarify something to everybody listening. A lot is two words.
It is two words.
A lot is two words. Everybody say, wait, everybody repeat. A lot.
A lot.
Is. Two words.
Two words.
Right.
You know, my wife, I'm actually married to a grammar Nazi, so to speak.
Yeah. And I make mistakes. This is not about making mistakes, but
you know what?
Here's another thing. Here in the South, quit saying that you've seen stuff, okay? If you're in the South,
would you please quit saying corn cobs?
Right. I seen this guy shooting corn cobs, and he came to the door with corn all over him.
And I said, you're crazy.
But here's the deal. You know, it's not, I seen that car. No, you saw that car.
You know what the worst grammar mistake to me is?
What?
When people say "you and I" or "Tommy and I."
I say it wrong
when
all
it's
the
supposed
time.
To be "Tommy and me."
I don't know the difference.
Well, see, it's
and I
easy.
Probably mess it up.
If you said like "I went to the store," you would say "Tommy and I went to the store." Or if you said "give me a sandwich," you'd say "give Tommy and me a sandwich." It's a cinch.
Wow.
You wouldn't say "give
you
Tommy
just,
and I a sandwich."
You know, we need some theme music for Grammatical Corner now.
You want some?
Listen, yeah. Throw it down.
There you go.
I feel so much more educated now. So we're going to have a lot of theme songs.
But I think in the 70s, 80s, 90s, the teachers really just drilled everybody. It's Tommy and I or Craig and I.
And I'm probably really guilty of saying that.
Well,
and
if you say it around Lori, you'll know.
So here's the deal. I'm not going to sit here and say, you know, I don't want to, you know, say that that I don't make mistakes. But they're you know, so we're kind of getting off track here. But the pet peeve thing. I don't care about the "your" and "your." I get really fed up with things that just don't sound right in my head. Like, I seen that car.
Seen.
Or a lot is one word. Okay.
You missed it. I seen it.
I do struggle with other words that I wonder if they're two words. But you know what? Here's the thing. At the end of the day, I say that for my son. He loves when people say that. at the end of the day, you have a computer or a phone typically that tells you if you've made a mistake.
Oh, but it won't with your or your.
Yeah, well, the iPhones do a pretty good job of it because it catches stuff all the time.
Well, maybe I just
this is not an endorsement for Apple.
I just type properly. That's why.
Yeah, how about you just learn English?
That's why.
Number three, not washing hands after using the restroom. It drives me nuts to walk into a restroom and see somebody, and then they walk up and just and you're thinking, okay, don't take birthday cake from that guy if he's cutting the cake.
Yeah,
it's like you know how hard is it now? You know, middle of the night at home. Whatever.
Yeah.
But if I'm going to, if I'm going to, I never make it without making a stop. I'm not going to walk out of that bathroom. It just.
It's become a habit over the last 30 years where I wash, you know, sometimes I'll go into the bathroom to, you know, just to pick up some dirty clothes or something. And I'll wash my hands just because I'm in there.
Why are there dirty clothes in public restrooms?
Not in public restrooms.
Oh, you mean like, in, do you just keep dirty clothes around your bathroom all the time?
No. That's why I went in to pick them up.
Because they're not there now.
Right.
Because you picked them up.
They're gone.
You should get them out of there.
And I wash my hands, see?
Yeah, there you go. Now, poor driving etiquette.
Number two is poor driving etiquette. And that kind of goes back to cell phone drivers, doesn't it? Wouldn't they be included? Maybe not.
Maybe. I would say here's perfect example. Here's one that I've been thinking about the past couple of days.
Okay, go.
This is going to be the one known as the podcast, the episode full of PSAs. It's for Labor Day. It's sure. A special edition.
That's right. Happy Labor Day, everyone.
When you're coming up to take a left turn onto another street,
yeah.
Your car is not a train. It's not on rails. You don't have to curve, you know, into the road
right.
And nearly hit the front of the car that's waiting at the stop sign.
I've noticed people do that all the time. I don't get it.
You turn.
It's like you're driving a tractor trailer
or
something.
You're not on a track. Turn. And if you want to talk about being on track, it's like when you're next to, I had to tell everybody in my family, your car does not bend like a snake.
No,
okay?
Exactly.
So, you know,
it's made of steel and it doesn't bend.
The other thing is people that pull out of like a shopping center and get in the middle lane, you're supposed to stop in the middle lane and wait and get into traffic. People that drive the middle lane like it's a lane.
Yeah, that's bad.
And I've had people actually get in my face about it because I'm not getting out of their way. Well, I'm not. I'm already driving.
And we learned in driver's ed, which I took.
I never took that.
That you that turning lane is for turning. It's not for pulling out of a parking lot.
And driving.
Right. And the number one.
I want to dedicate number one to my daughter, Savannah.
Leave her alone.
No. This is her number one pet peeve.
Oh, okay, good.
No, this is actually, Savannah, if you're listening.
This bothers my daughter, too. Number one.
Go ahead.
Number one, the number one top 10 pet peeve, mouth noises or chewing with your mouth open.
She cannot, if somebody's standing near her, she will get up. There's actually a condition, if you read up on the web, there's a condition that actually makes you actually angry to hear people.
Seriously?
Chewing. Yeah. And I was having this conversation with my wife, who we don't mention on the show, Glenna.
You talking about Glenna?
Yeah, Glenna. Not Lori.
No, Lori's my
Lori's
wife.
Your wife.
We're not allowed to talk about her.
We can't say Lori, but we can say Glenna.
Lori the grammar Nazi.
Yes. And we were talking about that this morning about how, you know, I used to work in offices. People would be in their office. I'm working on their systems, their computer systems in their office. And they're sitting there, you know, crunching on an apple. And it's a total silent office. And they're right behind me. I'm like,
but apples are noisy. It's not
But I'm kind of thinking, well, I think what bugged me the most was like, I'm in here doing your work. I don't need to hear you eat. I'm trying to concentrate. I don't need to hear, you know. So it kind of bothered me, but not in an infuriating sort of way.
I don't put that in the same category.
Savannah, my daughter, who can be mentioned, it will actually put her into like flame on mode.
Yeah.
Like she gets mad. Like she cannot stand it. So Savannah, there's your little shout out. You get all your friends you know to listen to the podcast and review it and rate it. Honorable mentions, putting others down.
Yep.
Movie talkers.
That goes back to the cell phone thing.
People with horrible breath.
Yep.
The Jersey Shore cast.
That was actually part of it.
I would say Jersey Shore cast would be any reality show cast.
No, I disagree.
Not, I mean, just, okay.
Well, yeah.
People with horrible breath, movie talkers.
Movie talkers are bad news.
We,
because I want to say I paid $12 to sit here and watch this movie. Would you please?
I had a lady that I worked with that wasn't very pleasant anyway, but she said she had the best comeback. She said she'd turn around to people and say, excuse me, this isn't your living room.
That's good. Yeah.
And they said, well, we know that. We paid to get in. We don't pay to get in our living room.
Oh.
No, yeah. They didn't really say that. I made that part up. Enough with your propaganda, which was the other one.
Yeah, propaganda.
I mean, that's...
Propaganda.
You know what? Countries have been built on propaganda.
Propaganda is a fun word to say. Okay, thanks for listening, everybody. And
if you're lucky, we won't come back next week.
That's not why. I'm starting to wonder why anybody would listen.
You know what? If you are listening and you've gotten a chuckle or two, you could go out there and review us on iTunes and Google Music.
Please.
And rate it. Even if you don't feel like writing a review, you could click the little stars. Come on, how hard is it for you to click a little star?
Click a star.
Not just a star. Click 5 stars.
Okay, thanks a lot. Please come back next week and tell your friends about it. And that's all I got.
All right, we're going to get outside this way. I'm going to go get me a taco.
It's 2 middle-aged dudes and a microphone.